And here we are, another Waste of Podcast, show number 116.
No way.
Yes way. Talking to your microphone. Show number 116. I am Dave, your host of this show of shows. Over here, sitting right across from me, all the way in St. Louis, my good friend who claims to have had sex with more than a half dozen women, Adam. Adam, why are you here with me?
Hello.
Have you
had made that claim?
Have you had sex with more than a half dozen women?
I have to think about it now.
Or have you had sex with?
I think I might have.
Under a half dozen women?
No, I think it's either at or right above.
Well done, my friend. On the celebrity couch, we have the bodacious.
What a really weird intro. Dave.
I know. Thank you. I thought about it. I thought about it today, and I didn't want to say over. I wanted to say under a half a dozen, and I screwed it up as I said it. So,
well, that's okay. If you would have said a half a dozen, that would have been probably accurate. But
if I said a
over, I don't know. If I had said
a baker's dozen, that would have been exaggerating.
Yes, you would have been way off.
Sitting on this, I'm skipping the intern chair for a moment and moving over to celebrity couch, where the bodacious redhead, who is still a virgin.
Yes, yes, mom, it's true.
And she brought her puppy dog, Louie.
Oh, sorry,
we just keep bringing more and more people and things into this studio.
He is going to bark when I move him in a minute.
It's all right.
You'll hear him.
With Sarah, the ever crafty, is in the other room with the ever adorable. The music stopped. That went way too long. It went way too long. With the ever adorable Miliana. And joining us today in the sitting in the intern comedy relief chair is our new good friend Ryan O. Ryan, how are you doing today?
I'm fabulous.
He's fabulous.
And a half.
He's fabulous and a half. We don't know how many partners he's had, but that's fine. That's fine.
The world may never know.
Dave, it's
seven. Seven? Oh, you've counted yourself as seven.
Does oral only count?
Welcome.
If not, it's six.
I don't know if oral only counts.
I don't think it does.
All right, then it's six.
No, so six.
You don't think
then
so?
Then it's two.
All right, six.
then it just goes to one. All right, well, now that personal information is way out there.
That's okay. You'll edit this.
Yes, that'll only be the part that I play.
The whole show will be edited except that part.
That's going to be the only part that's going to be playing in the show.
We have a three-minute show today, everyone. Yes.
And end. Dun-dun-dun. Hey, Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Fantastic.
I'm glad Sarah wasn't in here to hear that.
To hear how many sexual partners you had? Yes.
Dave!
Oh, did I bring it up again?
How many?
It was a half dozen.
Really?
It was a half dozen.
Whoa.
Are we sure it wasn't like a half baker's dozen?
Is that an impressive number?
Half dozen? That's a good number.
But has that happened all in the past couple months?
No.
Hi, Miliana.
Oh, I'm so glad Millie's here to hear this lovely conversation. No, not in the past couple months, Sarah.
Oh,
don't worry.
Sorry.
She wasn't saying hi to you.
Oh, if we're counting the past couple months, then my number's 15.
Hello. Oh, well then.
I'm kidding. Kudos. Totally kidding. Totally kidding.
Hey, yo.
We're not counting yourself either.
Right.
Hey, yo.
Millie.
Hi, Millie.
She's like, huh?
What was that, Millie?
Hi.
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 Hi, Millie. How are you?
Millie.
I love when you ask her how she is. She says, Milliana.
She does.
Love it.
Millie, how old are you?
Two.
No.
No, you're wrong.
Gosh, you're so dumb.
How old are you?
You can't even count.
How old are you now?
Three.
What? Oh, now she's getting shy.
Put your bucket.
Now the Halloween candy bucket is a microphone.
Yeah.
It's an amplifier.
Ooh.
So, Adam.
Yes.
Aaron's got big news.
I know. Let's hear this big news.
Today is her birthday.
Yay! Shall we sing her happy birthday now?
Oh,
Yes, let's get that out of the way right now.
All right, let's do that.
All right, we sing a very monotone happy birthday.
Oh, Ryan, it's a wonderful happy birthday rendition. Okay.
I don't remember why, but we do that. So we do it.
I don't. Yeah, why did we do that?
Miliana was little and she was asleep, and we didn't want to.
Oh,
wake her.
Yeah.
So we did it really quietly.
It was
and creepily.
And okay, really ready? Slow. For
it was very, very slow. When you do it quiet, it goes really slow.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And a one. And a two. And a three. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to dear Aaron. Happy birthday to you.
Was the Cookie Monster singing to me too?
C is for Cookie.
Gosh,
speaking of Cookie, I did hear the oven beep or something.
Are you making cookies?
I didn't think
so. Was it preheating?
I thought I turned it off.
Oh. Cake Pops, Adam. Cake Pops.
Oh.
If you lived here, you'd have them.
Yeah.
I know. I should live there.
You should. Give it
increase
a
my number to a baker's dozen. Dave.
There you go.
No.
Wait, well. No.
What?
When I move to Orlando.
Is that a number of Cake Pops eaten, or is that a number of partners?
Oh, it's Cake Pops eaten.
Okay. You're going to have relations with a Cake Pop.
No.
Let's say hi to the chat room, everybody. We got producer Rob is in the room. He is monitoring our sounds and whatnot. We have our resident, what should we call Courtney? She's been with us for a little while now.
Fan?
Another a big
one,
fan.
Number one fan. Yeah.
My number one fan, Courtney, is in the room.
Our fan.
someone named C. Rachel is in the room. Si? Si Rachel? C Rachel? Do we know who that is?
Rachel.
C Rachel? We know who this is?
Yes, we do.
Ryan knows who this is. Courtney's our number one groupie. And then we have a guest in the room. Guest, if you sign in through Facebook, you can join the chat.
That's probably me. Sorry.
No, I think they were in earlier. So.
Oh.
So, but let's go back to Aaron really quick before we go to talking to our brand new person sitting in this chair. Aaron, what is new with you?
Trent.
What? Nothing.
I got engaged on Friday night.
What?
What? I did.
Hold on. Hold on. This is, internet's moving very slowly for my taste.
What is this?
You got engaged. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank Woo-hoo. You.
Is this something you wanted? Or?
What is that?
I was completely shocked.
You were completely shocked?
About it, but I didn't know it was happening.
You didn't know what was happening?
No.
Where did he do this engaging?
We went to Amelia Island, like Fernandina Beach area.
What's that?
Adam says?
It is like an island, like a beach town in Florida, like northern Florida.
Northern Florida?
Northern. Like an hour north of Jacksonville.
There you go. Move a little closer.
Well,
oops.
It's got Millie's food.
Dearly beloved, we gather here today to celebrate the union of these two lovely
Ryan
individuals.
Will be performing your ceremony, by the way.
Done. It's the only thing I now have planned.
I'm letting you by now kiss the bride, your hitch. Thank you very much.
Perfect.
So you were on Amelia Island.
Yeah, so we had no plans.
You just went to Amelia Island with no plans?
Yeah.
Did you bring bathing suits at least?
No, I mean, we planned to go. We booked the room. I got the thing from work to go. Got a cheap room, so we're looking for some place we hadn't been. Like a cheap room, but like I work for a hotel, so I got a cheap.
By the hour, I gotcha.
Yeah, you know, that's how I roll. So we went up. We got in at about 5 o'clock. Had nothing planned. Got a bunch of pamphlets from the little hotel lobby, and arranged to go on a ghost tour and a carriage ride.
A ghost tour.
That's awesome.
A ghost.
Likes, likes, man.
And a carriage ride. So we went to the ghost tour, and it got really cold on the beach town. Like, really cold. No. So we did that, and then we went back to the room, and I'm like, I'm really cold. We've been out all day because we went to St. Augustine during the day.
That's usually how it happens. You're like, I just want to go away. Let's just go back to the room.
Yeah.
And so, he's like, no, let's just stay out here a little while longer.
I'm like, let's just go get dinner, and then we'll come back, and we'll go to bed. We had to get up early to come get Louie anyway. And he's like, well, the carriage ride could be really romantic. Aww. And I'm like... Yeah, I don't care. Let's just go get dinner and come back. So we did, and he proposed in the hotel room.
Hotel?
I almost said the name of the hotel, but I probably shouldn't do that.
You don't want to give me
give everything away. It didn't really matter. In the Hampton Inn, the classy Hampton Inn.
Nice.
So
he proposed in the hotel room.
Yes.
Were you guys clothed at the time?
Yes.
No, you never know.
What? Goodness gracious. Yes.
You didn't need, you didn't even take your shirt off?
To get proposed to.
Is that a requirement nowadays?
I don't know.
Adam would know.
What?
I said you would know. I don't know.
So,
about her
yeah.
having her shirt off? What?
Maybe. I don't know.
Also, he wanted to do it on the carriage ride, and he had to do it in the hotel room.
Yeah. So we kept saying, well, let's go to the carriage ride, and because we paid for like the, well, we didn't pay.
Because the ring is tied to the horse.
We arranged for like a group one.
Oh, look out.
We arranged for a group one, but when we called, we were the only ones that had signed up. So he's like, well, let's go see. If we're the only ones, we'll do it. If not, then we'll just come back here. And I'm like, I just don't really want to.
I'll buy you a jacket. We have to go on this.
We're going. You get
I paid for the fireworks.
Yeah. So, and then the next day we met everybody at Epcot for food and wine. And
Did they know it was going to happen?
No. They had no idea. The only person that knew was my friend Katie back home because she helped him pick out the ring when she was down.
Did your parents know?
No.
Uh-oh. That's a tough subject.
No.
So.
Oh, is it? Uh-oh.
It's okay.
It's good.
That's
okay.
Good.
I don't think he's listening. So.
But I mean, like, your parents were mad?
No, my parents were
what?
Mad.
What? You're going to marry my daughter?
No. How dare you?
So, no, my friends did not know. So I show up, and the first two people there, like, my best gay couple. And I'm like, oh, they'll definitely notice. No, I had them take our picture, and I'm not a picture person. Like, I don't take pictures often, but I did, like, the whole cheesy, like, hand on his chest so you could see the ring. I, like, got coffee, and I drank, like, with my hand completely out, so you had to see. Like, I did everything so dramatically obvious, they didn't pick up.
No.
At all. So.
So you have a best gay couple. Do you have a worst gay couple?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I won't tell you names.
Oh, all right. All right.
But can you tell us what makes them best and what makes them worst?
I'm just kidding. I don't really have a worst gay couple.
Oh, I bet have a worst gay.
But he's not in a couple for that reason.
Nope.
What? Oh, he's a bad gay?
He's very dramatic.
Oh.
My
hair doesn't
about.
Look right.
Yeah.
Well, so. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay. When did you say yes?
Yeah, I did. It was all on right. Facebook.
It wasn't a maybe?
It's been Facebook official for
think about it.
Almost 24 hours.
Yes, we got the text right before she put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I don't have your number, Adam.
Yeah, 314.
Okay.
Adam.
537.
Adam, this may not be the best place to give your phone number.
1-2. What? You don't want me to do this?
Probably not a good idea. You'll get a few more phone calls than you normally do.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Meet me at the Sizzler in 5 minutes.
Oh my God, Lou.
Meet someone at the Sizzler? What?
I'm there.
Sizzler has steak every night.
All you can eat, Sunny, at 5 o'clock. The early bird special.
Well, congratulations. Zarin, when is the wedding?
Yeah, do you know?
Next Tuesday.
Man, I won't be able to make it to that.
I have to work.
No, it's probably not until 2015.
2015?
Yeah, why not?
Next year's 2014.
2015? Jesus, that's like 2 years from now.
But...
It's like a year and a half.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in no hurry. Plus, I have all kinds of free rooms booked next year already.
Is Miliana going to have to be in this wedding?
I have a niece.
Okay, that's what I told Sarah. I'm like, okay, good.
Although, when I called my niece and my brother told her, he's like, isn't that exciting? And she says, no. I said, that's it.
Oh,
she's out.
She's out.
I said,
wow.
She's out. And my brother goes, whoa, what do I got to do to get her back in this thing?
Whoa.
So he's campaigning.
You're like, nothing. You can't do anything. She's out.
Ruined your chances.
Yeah. So there's that. I'm getting hitched.
Getting hitched.
Do you guys have a song already?
We have nothing.
You don't?
Do you have
I didn't
suggestions?
Know if, like, you guys had your own song.
Is your song your song from Taylor Swift?
Didn't Elton John also sing that?
This is a song.
Oh, no. Taylor Swift has a version of that?
No, not the same
it's
one.
It's called something different.
Taylor Swift says.
It sounds different.
Isn't it our song?
Could be.
Maybe.
Our song is a stem screen door. No.
I think that's Rascal Flatts.
Life is a highway.
We don't have a preteen daughter yet.
Yeah. Ugh.
Do you have to listen to a lot of music?
That is my song.
Oh, I'm so glad this song's on. So good.
It's gonna be Caribbean Queen.
Oh, why didn't I go there?
I did ask Dave if he proposed during Starship.
Oh. That's what everybody thought, because I put up the picture of us with the ring, like with the announcement outside of Food
and
Wine.
We knew you were going to see Starship, so we thought, oh,
no, that would be so crazy.
That would be so perfect. Why didn't you do that?
Because since you love Starship so much.
Can this, will you let this be your song?
Can you dance to this at your wedding?
Yes.
We're going to request it no matter what.
Or at least play it.
Oh, yes, we can play it. Absolutely.
All right, so let's say that your wedding song should be something from Billy Ocean or Boys to Men.
Oh. I'll make love to you.
Yep, I was just going to say, will you do I'll Make Love to You? Or End of the Road. Either of those is good.
So, I don't know if Rhino knows. I have a fond... I have fond feelings towards the Food and Wine concerts.
Who doesn't, though, really?
I know.
Yeah, a lot
especially
of people
the Hanson brothers.
They're not my favorite.
I had to switch with someone at work because she wants to see Hanson that badly that I had to switch my days off so she can see Hanson.
Wow, Dave.
Hanson's not even coming to town for another month, and we've already had to put that in as our my request.
He's cleaning up after himself.
Oh, is he? Thank you. Yeah. Oh. Very nice.
Here we go. I'm going to sing it.
Pour the wine, make a
wish, and blow out the candlelight.
I can't sing along.
Your night, we gonna celebrate.
Adam, this is one duet I cannot share with you.
Darn it!
I know.
Well, when we go back to Starship, Sarah, we got this.
Yes.
Anyways.
Well, I just found the officiant and the entertainment for the wedding.
Oh, don't. Yeah, you don't have to worry about entertainment. Me and Dave can put together a quartet, and it will rock.
We will rock you.
Rock you.
Miliana, sing We Will Rock You.
Good job.
Oh, she's singing. I don't know if you can hear her.
She's singing just now to a microphone.
Oh.
And she's like,
no,
oh,
she's reaching
me
for the microphone now. Can you enunciate when you do that?
Oh, for God's sakes, teach this kid how to talk.
It doesn't sound like Rock You.
She's eating the microphone.
It's just upside down.
Miliana, you are my favorite person in the world.
Oh.
Well,
she hasn't stopped.
You are no longer my entertainment.
She's not even listening.
No. She's not.
I understand.
Those are all the lyrics of the song.
Why I would get the boot. It makes perfect sense.
Good job, Mil.
So we have a special guest in the comic relief chair today.
That's right. We have adding relief of comedy.
We have Mr. Ryan O. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Ryan O.
Ryan O!
Thank you very much.
Ryan comes to us all the way from...
Detroit.
Reaper.
Detroit, Michigan.
From Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, I'm like, purpose? What?
Detroit Rock
I don't
City.
Understand.
Detroit Rock City, baby!
I should have played that instead. Now is the segment we like to call Let's Get to Know Ryan.
Let's get down.
Let's get down to it. Ryan.
That was all we needed to know was he was from Detroit.
Detroit Rock City. Ryan, you have you have an interesting background in entertainments.
Several backgrounds in entertainment, but one that sticks out more than others. It's very leather clad, if I do say so myself.
You could say so.
Yes, it's and the crowd. I would say they're about three times my age. Whenever I say. Yes, that's right. I'm a professional Elvis impersonator.
A professional Elvis impersonator, Adam.
Like you are for realsies?
Well, sometimes I'm for realsies, other times I'm for fakesies, but either way, it's all good, baby. Uh-huh.
Please
don't fuck with me, you guys. Like, I don't want to be that guy that's not in on the joke.
Well, then sometimes you're not that guy who's on the joke, and we're going to have ourselves a real good time.
I don't... Mm-hmm.
tell him the story. From the, So when did you decide to become an Elvis impersonator?
So this stems back to about 10, 15 years, something around there. Long time ago.
So you hadn't been born yet.
Yes, exactly. Because I'm clearly 13. And I decided that I could do voices. I started off with doing the Yoda voice, and then things just went very simple. Be one, you will. And then I decided, you know what? Let's try doing a little bit of singing. So then the Elvis voice just kind of matured as the voice started to mature itself. And so after the voice matured, I decided I could rock and roll with it. So I did. Got a costume from the neighbors, and I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Got a costume from the neighbors?
Yeah, they listened to nothing but Beatles and Elvis. That was their variety.
All right.
Yep, if it had both Beatles and Elvis, you were good.
Usually people who like the Beatles don't like Elvis, and people who like Elvis don't like the Beatles.
That's a good kind of variety, like a little bit of both.
Like country and western.
That's right. We play two types of music. So I did it for a talent
show. Can
you
sing Suspicious Minds for us?
Because we're caught in a trap. Dun, dun. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Yeah. It's pretty fun. So talent show, seal it all. Everything was pretty awesome. And then I decided I needed a little bit of, what's it
money?
Called? Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I also needed some community service
drugs?
Hours.
Oh.
Yes.
Some community service hours?
And drugs. It was for high school, trying to get all those hours so you can get into the graduation thing. I learn well.
Ah, good.
Yes. And following a couple of brief things of nursing homes, they're like, hey, come back, you can get paid. I'm like, yes. Buddy. It was so cool. And then I did tours, different states, different state fairs, etc., and a couple thousand people here and there. And yeah, now I'm not doing Elvis anymore.
Would you do 70s Elvis and like the white jumpsuit or like with
yes.
the sport coat and the black pants?
I did the 70s Aloha from Hawaii special, but I also did the 1968 comeback special with the tight leather, which I can no longer fit into.
Gotcha.
Neither could he.
Yes.
No, that's...
So it's very accurate. About 2 years ago, I did Elvis, and now no more.
You've grown into the large rope. No,
yes.
That's rude.
It's accurate.
Let's see here. I've got Adam. I've got Suspicious Minds loaded up. The karaoke
right, hit it.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Yeah.
I love the music.
I think I need the costume to make this for real.
Oh, it's all over
see,
YouTube.
I'm just imagining.
What are you doing to me?
When you don't believe a word I'm saying.
He's going to bring it home here, everybody.
Here it is. Here it is. Bring it.
Oh, we can go on together. A suspicious mind.
Suspicious mind.
And we can build our dreams.
All suspicious
nice. Hey, we can end right there. Woo! That happened, everybody.
Well, thank you very much.
Do you believe him now, Adam?
Yes, I do.
That's special.
How do we find this on YouTube?
There'll be a link somewhere soon on the on your little website.
I'll find it.
Facebook link.
Ryan O as Elvis of the House of Blues.
Yeah, that's the exact thing.
That's it.
Anyways, I'm not going to be watching this as we talk. Don't worry.
We can't go on.
But it will be playing in the background.
Is that it?
Listen to those ladies screaming for you.
Is that really you?
That was average.
That was, look at that.
I like that it says the amazing Ryan O in the Night of Stars competition. Yep, that's him, ladies and gentlemen.
Tight leather and everything.
Tight leather and everything. Anyways.
My mother's proud.
Did she
Ryan
sew?
O House of Blues, that's what we're looking at.
Ryan O is Elvis of the House of Blues. But there's other things you've done in your life, I'm sure.
That's about it.
It's good. Yeah.
That's about it.
I did some voices here and there. That's about it. Started working for that place that shall not be mentioned, I guess.
Well. Yes. Yes, the place that shall not be mentioned. That everyone works
Yeah, for. Don't mention it.
Okay. I will not mention it.
Because somebody else will pretty soon, I'm sure.
By the way, today's show is brought to you by Patriot's Choice Water.
That's right, Patriot's Choice Water, serving fine mineral water to the Army since 1976.
We looked it up, sir. It is a military brand
of
water.
Oh, is it really? Wow.
Sarah's dad left us this water.
Yeah.
He's a patriot. Yes.
So he's all for New England, then.
He's
not a Jets fan.
Dancing like crazy, by the way, everybody.
Who's dancing like crazy?
He's checking out my genitals on the video.
I looked away, and all of a sudden, he was getting down. He lost his scarf. I don't know who he gave it to.
No, I tossed it to a lady. I got hot, and so did she.
To a lady.
We used to go watch Elvis down at Old Town. Did you ever do Elvis at Old Town?
Not yet. I don't think I'm old enough to perform at Old Town.
It's in the name.
I still have both of my hips, and I can shake it fabulous, honey.
But it was crazy to watch. I mean, I'm sure you know. It's crazy to watch that even though you are just an Elvis impersonator. People go crazy.
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's the tight pants. I would say about 80% of it's the tight pants. And 10% of it's the fact that I'm shaking whatever is in the tight pants. And the other fact is I'm pretty good. So
there's that. Yeah. It's crazy to see. So I may have just posted it on the Facebook page.
That's
so
fantastic.
I can't. That hurts me. I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Oops, sorry.
Well, that ends our segment of Get to Know Ryan O. Really, and you also did a video vlog, did you not?
I did. One of the very, I would say, few individuals who posted about the place that shall not be mentioned.
Oh, yes.
One of the times I rode a certain ride about these guys who used to hijack boats in the high seas and used to have scurvy.
Rape and pillage.
Yes, exactly. 30 times in one day. It was a fantastic film.
Holy smokes.
Yep.
It's a lot of riding one ride in one day.
The song only got old after the 27th time.
Can we ride this without the music, please? Try doing that on the People Mover.
Do it on Small World.
Mm. It's a small world.
You get up and start tearing off the...
I know.
Shut up! Let me go!
It is not a small world.
It is a very large world. Over and over and over again.
But it is a world of laughter.
And a world of tears.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. A world of hope.
And a world of fear.
Damn,
it's
it.
Very scary.
This is opposites. An awful world.
This is opposites for everything.
Sorry, did I stop him?
I know, wait a minute.
He's like, let's get to Millie and lick her face.
Oh, dear. Never again, Louie. Never again are you coming.
There's too much excitement.
Just rolling right along. Adam?
Yeah.
Erin says she wants to join you.
Yeah.
On your quest.
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
For the Holy Grail?
No, better.
Ooh.
The quest
for realsies day?
To drink around Epcot.
Only if it's a Ooh. Race.
Oh my God.
Bring it on, boys.
You don't want to race me.
The race around the world showcase.
How do we do that, Dave?
Okay, well, I doubt we're going to do it. But here was
okay.
my... Here
I'm
was,
out.
Here
I'm
was
out.
My, well, here it is. Here it is. This was my plan for the Race Around the World Showcase. You would have to be in two groups of two, I guess. Or two teams is what I wanted to
two
say.
Two teams of two?
Team Adam and team Mikey. All right? And you start
So I don't even get to compete with Mikey?
Because it would be too hard. You guys would just be pounding beers.
You're right. Mikey and I would just be slamming beers.
And it would not be You're fun, right. and you'd be passed out by America.
I wouldn't be.
But it has such beautiful music. America! Wings.
That's all we know.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah knows more.
I'm sure I'm glad I invented these bifocals, because I didn't see that coming.
I've seen that show more than once. I normally sleep right through it. The danger of having the microphone right next to your face.
See? This is why I don't keep the microphone near my face.
The microphone loves you. my original concept, Adam. You starting in Mexico, Adam, or Mikey starting in Canada, two teams of two, or not two teams, sorry. And you'd have to accomplish missions in each country.
Okay.
So not only would you be drinking a beer in every country, you'd be competing to get an accomplishment in each country before you could move on.
And they would all involve meeting new people, right?
Meeting new people, yes.
Okay.
As well as...
Kissing?
Kissing, yes.
All right, good.
Or the other,
some ladies.
Or the other is that everyone drinks a beer in each country and you have a good time and still meet new people and leave Aaron behind somewhere on the second or third country.
First.
Probably yeah, you won't first. Make it through 12.
Oh, I wouldn't make it through 3. I think the most countries I made it through is 4, and I skipped a couple.
And you were so, like, then you didn't make it because you were so drunk, or you didn't make it because you just didn't want to do it?
Oh, I was drunk. I was very drunk. But, like, that was when I didn't like beer at all. Now I can tolerate it. And, like, we got to Japan, and it was, like, sake. We're like,
sake it to me, baby.
No.
Well, that's where Mikey went wrong the first year.
Yeah.
It's because Sarah gave him her sake, and then Mikey was blitzed.
Saki will do that to you.
Yep.
Knocked him. The microphone just went limp. Knocked him right in his ass.
I hate it when that happens.
Oh, it's a pill.
That hasn't happened to me, Dave.
Not in your half dozen times?
That's right.
I thought it was 15.
Oh, no, it's not 15 at all. That was a total lie.
Total fabrication.
It's a half baker's dozen. It's 6.5.
6.5, well, that's right.
Yeah, 6.5. That's right. I'll count it as 6. We can count it as 6.5, right,
6.5, yes.
It was just a test. Okay. Okay.
Just a
test. No, it was, you said oral didn't count, so it should count as a half.
It's going to count as a half?
Yeah.
That lucky girl.
Or guy. Shut we up. Don't discriminate. Ew.
Yes, anything's possible. Mm-hmm. So, Mikey, I guess, is insisting you guys buy tickets soon or something?
Yeah, I just don't have a job yet. Well, I have a job now. I actually got a job, everyone.
Yay!
Yes. I start October 14th, so I really can't buy my tickets until after I get a paycheck, or at least a couple paychecks from my new job.
What will you be doing?
I am I'm a web analytics manager now.
Gazoon-tight.
That sounds hard.
It's not all that hard when you know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that sounds hard.
If you knew what you were doing, it wouldn't be hard. You know?
I don't even... What were you doing?
I will be managing the analytics of a couple websites.
Oh, of course.
Like counting numbers?
This is going to sound very big brother, but just so you guys all know that this actually happens on every website you go to, but... Like, you can see where people are going, what pages they're leaving on, and things like that. So, like, I just watch develop trends
all the porn
and things like that and make sure that people, you know, I try to make suggestions on ways to make the website better based on what people are doing on the website and stuff.
Can you do that for our website?
If we had an analytics package on there, like if we put Google Analytics on there, we totally could.
Well, I'm sure we got something. It tells me when people log on and things like that.
Well, we could look, Dave.
All right. Hold on a sec. We may have a call in a moment.
Really? From a real live person?
From real life person.
I hope it's a girl.
No, he's not a girl.
Oh, it's a he.
It's a he.
I hope it's a hilarious he.
Sometimes he is hilarious.
Who is it?
You're going to love it, Aaron. You're going to love it.
Oh, I'm not going to love it.
I know who it is. Good cough, Dave.
Thank you. I turned away and covered my mouth. And
I know. I was going to say good cough.
I don't have a cough button on here.
Louis's not going to love it either. He's crying.
Oh.
Aww.
I have suspicious minds going through my head, by the way.
We can't go on together.
With suspicious minds.
That sounded with very much like the guy from the old man from Family Guy.
Okay, hey there, little one. Come on over here. I'd like to see you over there, baby.
Suspicious minds.
Terrible impression.
Thank you. I'm sick.
Yeah, you are.
It says he's on do not disturb mode. I wonder if I can call him anyways. Do, 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 do. It's beeping. It's beeping. It's beeping again. It's beeping again. Still beeping. Just gonna let that beep.
You know what? Just go. Just go.
Bye, Louie.
Go eat something.
Go eat someone. What? Oops. Yep, I think he's here. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
That sounds good.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mikey Maker. How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? Ladies and gentlemen, Mikey Maker.
Hello.
Where are you? Can you hear me? This is fantastic, Ryan.
This is good.
Oh, this is lovely.
This is the way the show always goes. That's why no one listens to the whole thing. Mike, are you there? Oh, he's gone. He's gone. He'll call back. Mikey Maker, comedian friend of ours, original person who sat in that chair.
The intern chair.
Before it was an intern chair. That was when it was the co-host chair.
Uh-huh.
When he left, we...
Was it still this tiny?
Yes.
Okay. That's my... Same chair.
It's always been a tiny chair.
When he left, we replaced him with Nick, but we didn't want to make him a full-fledged member. We just called him an intern.
Stay baby. Uh-huh. Stay baby.
Hello, Mikey Maker.
I don't think it's going to work.
Damn it.
You sound like...
Stupid.
I heard you for a second before. Can you hear us? Technology. Usually this is what happens with Adam.
I know. Why is it not happening with me now?
I don't know, because we can hear when you call in.
Perfect.
Did you say, Louie, are you okay?
Nope, he hung up again. All right,
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be working.
It worked for the... how did this call go? Excellent, good, fair, poor, very bad.
Very bad.
Very bad. Very
excellent.
Bad.
I thought it was okay.
It wasn't... for conversation's sake, it went very, very well.
You want me to get him?
Really. So, the rules, Aaron, to drinking around the world, as she walks out of the room...
Okay.
Ryan, the rules to drink around the world.
Yes, the rules to drinking around the world.
Is you
least the ones that we've made, right? These are the rules we've made.
Yes, we got this from another website that drinks around the world.
Okay.
You have to drink a beer or a beverage, but we've stuck with beer, in each country. You can't leave until that beer is finished.
Ooh.
So if you're in Canada, you cannot leave Canada until that beer is completed, as well as you can't, if you have a party foul, such as spilling your beer.
Or dumping it.
Dumping it.
Oh no!
What about getting somebody else to drink it?
You have to start over, and you can't get somebody else to drink your beer. You can't have a substitute.
I won't be leaving Canada.
You won't be leaving.
Labatt Blue isn't going to do it for you,
Canada.
So you just want to watch us drink around the world? Is basically what you're saying to us, right?
Can I do a half lap? Can I drink one for every two
half marathons? It's a full
one for every two countries. That's fair.
No.
That's okay, totally fair.
Hey, Mikey, how's it going?
Hey, sorry about that. I had to log on to the Wi-Fi at this place. The 3G, it wasn't working. So.
Stop.
Your 3G, it wasn't working? Come on to 4G, my friend. It's the way of the future.
All right, well, you guys also don't have cable, so...
fuck you, we've got cable again.
Oh, you do? Cool.
Yes,
good.
Yes.
Good.
By the way, Aaron is here, Sarah's here, Adam is on the phone line, and sitting in is our good friend Ryan, so.
Oh, hi Ryan, hi. Oh, Aaron, congrats on the engagement.
Thank you.
And it's her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I didn't know that. When are you guys getting married?
I don't know.
2015.
She said 2015.
2022, okay. It's a very long engagement.
But Mikey, we were talking about drinking around the world again.
All right. Oh yeah, I can't wait. Adam and I are going to be doing that in February.
Oh, we're totally down for this shit. I can't wait.
I'm totally down.
No. I want to. I don't know about Adam. I want to go like in late February, where it's going to be like kind of guaranteed to be warm.
Okay, that's fine.
Because it was like when we did it that one time, it was kind of cold at first, and I didn't really care for it.
Perfect. February is good for me.
Okay, cool.
I didn't care for it.
Well, it got warm towards the end of the day, but like at first it was chilly.
It was really shitty when we did it in January,
yes.
Oh, with Cody, yeah.
Everyone, oh my god,
it was fucking freezing.
It was 40 degrees.
As the high.
Yeah, that's miserable.
So, yes. You're doing an open mic tonight?
I do, yeah. So, like, I can only talk maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Well, that's fine.
Do you have something funny to say tonight?
I'm doing a thing about my girlfriend and how much she hates me. So.
That's always a crowd pleaser.
Yeah. So we'll see. I still have, like, great things for it, but I kind of have the idea for it.
Nice. Yeah. How is your career going over there?
It's good. I got my career, or just like my life.
Your comedy career.
Oh, it's fine. It's a little difficult because now I have a girlfriend, so I can't do as many shows as I want because she gets mad if I go out.
Just bring her, honey. It's date night.
That is awesome.
Well, that's the thing. Like, because she is like a 9-to-5 girl, and I'm like not. So I'm kind of I kind of have to like. It's a lot of work having a fucking girlfriend. I'm not used to it. So.
Your life must be terrible.
She's way hot.
She is pretty hot. Yeah, I met her at my job. She came in one day. She's an artist. She's like a graphic designer. So she makes, you know, like on your iPhone, you have like apps. She does like the artwork for apps. So nice. She did the artwork for Chase Bank, and she's currently doing the artwork for the Memphis Grizzlies, who are a basketball team. So
cool.
For their mobile app.
Can she do our logo? Important.
Sweet.
Can she do our logo?
What's that? Yeah, she probably would. She's she would probably charge you a lot of money though.
Ah, then forget it. I don't have.
Right, I was just gonna say she would do it, but it would cost us a lot of money.
We're working off a budget.
If she's doing the Memphis Grizzlies, then she's gonna ask a little bit more for you guys.
A little more. Oh, shit.
We're a little more popular than the Memphis Grizzlies, aren't we?
Right.
In fact, we are actually a little bit more popular than the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah. I didn't realize that the Vancouver Grizzlies, was that who they were before they moved to Memphis?
That's true.
Yes.
I didn't even know that they moved. I just found out that they moved when she told me. I guess it's a couple years ago.
It's like 10 years ago.
Are the Toronto Raptors still around, Dave?
They are still in Toronto, yes.
Hmm.
Didn't they escape?
And a real, football team? Or a real basketball team?
Yes, a real basketball team. So, Adam, or not Adam, Mikey, do you still talk to our good friend Mort?
Just through Facebook, but I think he's doing well. I think I haven't seen him on the show yet, but I know the Mini Project, like, just started their second season. I think he's on that show, right?
Yes, he is.
He's like a,
and he's going to be on a new show about the military.
Oh, cool! Who's he gonna be in the military?
It's about this like ragtag group of military people.
I was gonna think like
there's like a really big fat guy, and then there's Mort.
Is it Captain EO?
What like Bailey from that like comic strip Beetle Bailey, whatever. Yes. It is, like, this guy
yes.
He looked a little bit like that.
Beetle Bailey. But no, I just talked to him on Facebook, so I haven't really seen him. I haven't seen him on that show. My girlfriend likes the show, but I haven't really watched it with her.
He's pretty good on the show. We've enjoyed him.
Who is he on the show?
He's like the intern, isn't he? Like the little blonde intern?
Yes.
Okay.
He usually has one or two lines in an episode.
Mm. So I guess he's good, yeah. I guess he's doing well.
And the doctor's here. Conan O'Brien sending me a text. Mm-hmm. All right, Mikey, we're going to let you go and enjoy your...
Okay, sorry. Sorry it wasn't more fun.
I actually was enjoying talking to him. I don't know why Dave's letting you go.
Okay, we'll keep talking to Mikey.
This is what I'm going to tell you. I told you that I saw your friend,
Anthony.
At my work. Yeah, I saw Anthony at my work.
And he remembered you?
No, I had to remind him who I was a few times.
And then he remembered you?
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, after a while he did. He just remembers going to that Mexican restaurant before we went to the open mic. But he was there. He walked in, and he was talking to the bartender who was working that night. This girl named Melina, and I guess they had hooked up a couple times. Oh, but I guess
all right.
I asked him. He said he's still working at that restaurant and he's still doing like acting stuff. So I guess he's doing well. He looks good. So
we talked to him a couple months ago.
Oh, that was him.
Yeah, he said that he was on the show.
Yeah,
so he said it was a good time.
Yes, he went to Budapest or something.
Oh, weird.
Budapest?
Yeah, he was doing some acting somewheres.
I don't know, he went to some foreign country. Romania, maybe it was Romania.
I can't really know. Is Mikey at work?
He's at an open mic.
Oh.
I'm at an open mic right now, so I gotta.
Like, are you sitting here on the phone while people are doing their stand up?
No, it doesn't start till 8:30. So
okay, it's like that's hilarious.
It's in like it's at like a movie theater, but it's like in like the lounge area, like where they have like the bar and stuff like that. And it's a really cool. So I'll
classy joint.
Yeah, it's actually really. I'll send you guys a picture of it, but it's really nice. So yeah, it's like this side room with like these really nice couches, like and there's movie posters like framed all over the place. So
nice.
Yeah, it smells like popcorn, which is always good.
Ooh, I like that.
Good
insight. It's like one of those second run movie theaters. So after a movie has been out of like theaters, they comes here. So it's like $5 to go see it.
What
so.
Theater is this?
The Logan Theater. It's in Logan Square. Okay. It used to be a shithole. It used to be like I think it was like a sex theater for like a long time. But then these new guys came and bought it, and they put like carpet down and stuff.
Carpet.
That was nice.
Well, they probably had to tear up the old carpet.
Yeah, probably, yeah. It gets kind of gooey, kind of gross. Yeah. Especially being in sex theater. So, but I don't know, did you guys watch Breaking Bad last night?
I didn't.
I did not either.
Never seen an episode.
Oh, you never have?
No.
I'm on season 3, and I regret...
I'm on season 2.
Okay, cool. I just started season 3, like, first episode, like, last night. Because my girlfriend has Netflix, and she goes to bed really early, so I just kind of stay up and watch her Netflix all night. So, it's really good, Dave. I recommend not getting into it because you will be addicted and you'll take days off work just to watch it.
I don't have that kind
Straight
of time.
Season.
No.
That's what Mike would do. My friend Mike would take days off of work. That's what he
is he still in Florida?
He's still here in Florida.
Oh, has he been on the show?
He sat on the show a few times a few months ago, or probably about a year ago now. But Aaron didn't like him, so he hasn't come back.
he's very offensive and very misogynistic, isn't he?
Yes.
I remember, yeah. So Aaron probably didn't like that.
Yes.
He wasn't very good to women. We'll just say that.
No, he wasn't.
Well, he's dating like a 19-year-old, isn't he? Or he's like, no, that, 19-year-old.
That he did date a 19-year-old. Actually, she was like 17 when he started dating her.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh.
But they dated for like 10 years, so
yeah.
And then
yeah.
She stabbed him in the leg.
Oh God!
Are they married now?
No. They broke up, and he's dating some other girl now.
Did she stab him too?
Not yet.
Okay,
it's coming. It's yeah, bound to happen.
Oh, don't worry. If there's one thing you can guarantee is that he will be stabbed again.
Yeah, by a girl or Aaron or somebody else. Or
his brother. Right. His brother may do it. Mm. They all still live in the same house.
So what's up with Nick? Is he's married too now, right? So he can't have any more fun.
He's engaged. He's engaged, but you are correct.
Yeah, he can't. Yeah.
He lives in Altamont Springs, which is like an hour away from here.
He's not doing Disney anymore.
No, he quit there too. He got a real job.
Oh. I was wondering how he out in like a nice car and stuff.
Well, his yeah. So he got a real job.
Yeah.
A realer job compared to what we do.
Speaking of jobs, how's Aaron's new job at the Hilton? Do you hate it? Yeah.
Kinda.
Oh.
Already?
Yeah. It's not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much an event planner.
Oh.
I have an event.
I'm planning a talent show for Wednesday.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it one where anybody at the hotel shows up, or is it like a booked show?
It's all for employees. Yeah, we have acts that are going to be there.
It's an employees talent show?
Yeah.
Can Millie be in it?
Absolutely. Come on down. We have a Japanese dancer, a break dancer, and then like 8 singing acts.
What about an Elvis impersonator?
Done.
Oh!
Come on now.
We could have an Elvis impersonator, but have him sung by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Done.
We could have the Another Waste of a Podcast talent show.
I do need judges.
I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
I'll do stand-up comedy.
Done.
No, David.
Will you,
show.
Dave?
What a fucker.
He'll do stand-up. I was going to say he'll do stand-up comedy.
There was nothing funny about what I did.
I liked your Chewy line.
I liked the space joke, the NASA astronaut joke.
The NASA, my first joke I ever wrote.
Yes, it's good.
It's good. I should have stopped there.
Yeah. Well, speaking of it, I need to go. I need to get ready for this. But you guys have a good time, and Dave, make sure you make the bed for me in February. For me, Adam. We're both.
Yes, we're cuddling.
Who's the big spoon?
I think that we'll be so drunk we won't even realize what.
If it's anything like last time.
Oh my god. We will both be being pushed out in wheelchairs.
Mikey was pushed out in a wheelchair. After he almost fell into the bushes.
Well.
He was so drunk, he was walking out. I've got video, you almost fell in the bushes.
Well, Mikey, I watched the one that he put together of us just hassling him.
Oh yeah!
That was my favorite one. It was so fucking funny.
I was thinking about that one today. Is it on YouTube, Dave?
It's on Facebook. It's on the Facebook page. It's not on the YouTube page.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out. I'm gonna do that.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I was thinking about that one today. So I'm just laughing at myself at work about it. All right. Well, I'm gonna go. I'll see you guys later.
All right. See you,
see you, Mikey.
See you. Yeah, that was the great Mikey Maker, all the way from Chicago, ladies and gentlemen. Did stand up comedy.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
I miss that guy. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Neither have I. Sarah texts him all the time.
No, not all the time. Every once in a while, I guess. Doo-doo. Haven't in a long time, too.
She texts me all the time.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, what's that all about?
We're BFFs. I will now, too. Now that I have your number, Adam, I'll text you all the time.
Right.
3-2-1.
Good, I hope so. I like to get texts from my friends.
Is it even 3-2-1? I don't even.
3-2-1.
314-537.
Well, I don't know who I was going to text.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
That would have been awkward.
Hey,
you are rich. Meet me at the mini
not
bar.
As good, Adam. They'd be like, what?
Not as good, Adam. Today's celebrity who's not dead yet.
Yeah.
We are celebrating Joanne Worley.
Who's that?
She was.
Oh, she's not dead yet.
She's not dead yet.
Isn't she the chick that's from Beauty and the Beast?
I think so. Yes, she was
the big cupboard lady.
She was. Yes, she was the cupboard thing in Beauty and the Beast.
The wardrobe.
The wardrobe. Thank you, Adam. She was on Laugh-In. She's 76 years old, divorced, not dead.
Does she have like a weird voice?
Oh, good. Divorced, not dead. I hope that's what people say about me. She's divorced, not dead.
Well, let's see.
The law is the law, and I'm going to have to search all your luggage.
That is a weird
I'm going to have to search both of you.
Now, wait a minute. That's going too far. Now, you're not going to touch my wife.
Oh, shut up, Harry.
That's a lady?
The law is the law, Harry.
That's what I was thinking of. She did something weird with her voice.
All right, there you go.
Apparently she's also in Boy Meets World, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I've been watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Is that sad? It comes on like MTV2, and I'll record them, and then...
Record them? Okay, that's sad.
What's sad?
I don't watch them, so like... They were on all summer where there was nothing else on, so I'd watch up at night.
What's sad, the only reason why I know that Joanne Worley is still alive is from the Disney Channel show, Jessie.
Oh,
she was on that show.
That's sadder.
And I'm like, she looks familiar. And I looked her up and said, hey, it's Joanne Worley. She's not dead. Yes. About a year ago, I wanted to do this segment, and I never did it. Remember, I wanted to celebrate, because every week we were talking about celebrities who died, and I'm like, we all thought the celebrity was already dead. Yeah. Once the down, like, weren't they dead already? So I want to celebrate not yet dead celebrities.
Much more interesting.
Well, actually, when they're dead, it seems like they're more interesting. But they never get the respect that they deserve when they're alive. So
they will be missed.
She will be missed when she is dead.
We can have a not yet dead celebrity party.
A party?
Not yet dead. Remember we had a dead celebrity party? I don't think you came.
I didn't go. No.
Do you dress up as dead celebrities?
I did.
Okay. I didn't go because I did not vote for that party. For that one.
Could I dress up as Cleopatra?
Yeah.
Okay. I voted for.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, obviously.
I voted for the tacky tourists.
Yeah, that was lame.
And that was a highly contested vote.
Oh, that annoyed the hell out of me.
Todd and I were really mad about that.
He came.
Yeah, but he was still mad.
Whatever. I mean, I was talking to my boss about that today for some reason. Probably not the best thing to do is tell your boss that you had a dead celebrity party.
And then you played
Cups. Or it's an awesome thing.
Then you played Cups in the garage.
I did.
You played Anna Kendrick in the garage?
We were talking about wigs, and I told her how I couldn't get my Farrah Fawcett wig to flip, so I was Tupac instead. She's like, logical. Yeah.
Makes sense. Ryan?
Yes?
You wanted to talk about a topic today. Hold on, let me get your theme music up. You're like, what, theme music? Yes.
Yes, things that are on the apps. More importantly, Snapchats.
Does anyone here have Snapchat besides Ryan?
No.
No? Okay, no. Please explain what Snapchat is to the kids.
So, Snapchat, for all of you youngins.
To the old people, actually.
I didn't say,
the kids
yeah.
know.
It's where you take a picture of yourself.
Uh-huh.
For example.
Oh, jeez.
And then you can draw all over your face if you feel like it. And you can write a message and send it to somebody instantly. Like, I can send a message like, do pants. Is that Mega Man, by the way?
This is Zelda.
Zelda, okay.
Yeah, it was Zelda.
Doo-doo pants?
From the
Doo-doo pants, yes. Just like so.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
And you can send it to someone.
Do you just send it to a random person?
You can have find your friends on your contact list, or you know who they are, and we'll just send this to someone, and then, ta-da, they have it. They can only see it when they hold down the button, though. So it's perfect
for sexting.
And now they
think they're doo-doo pants.
It works for what?
It's perfect for sexting.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
I bet you do.
That adds a quarter to your...
Sweet!
He's now up to 7.
6.75.
Erin has to leave. Her iPod. Yeah, her iPod Touch died.
What? I gotta get home.
She has to go to do a meeting tomorrow, so she has to wake up early. So we say goodbye to Erin.
Oh, she really is leaving.
Yes.
Yeah, not just leaving the room.
And Sarah's going to give you a cake pop on your way out as a parting gift.
So the moral of the story, if there is one, is now there's all these different apps that young kids have in order to do very, very awkward things, but it could be used in such a cool way. Like, I could turn myself into Batman.
Are you going to turn yourself into Batman right now?
I have already done so. Yes, it's a most wondrous occasion. And sometimes you can turn yourself into more fabulous things, like Wolverine or other crazy things.
Oh, look at that, you're Batman. Hey, I know where that is.
I am Batman, yes. I can't post this picture because it's behind enemy lines.
Yes. No photos behind enemy lines. Mikey messaged me here. Hold on. He can't find the video on the page. I'm not going to message him now.
He can't find what video?
The video of the show. My brother says, or Rob says, you sound like the guy from Hocus Pocus.
Me?
Hocus Pocus.
Am I the dead zombie guy? Or the,
I don't know. I've actually never seen Hocus Pocus.
Oh, my God. You should totally watch it.
Oh, or is it the guy who's like, yo, Hollywood. I don't even know anymore.
You look at me, I still don't know.
Okay.
I still haven't seen Hocus Pocus.
You need to see Hocus Pocus, then. It's a fabulous Disney movie.
You should totally see it.
It is the Halloween season.
Yes.
I have a feeling that it'll be on at some point.
Mostly on, like, ABC Family every other weekend.
At least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for the 13
true.
Nights of Halloween, it's going to be on nights 1 through 7.
All right, well, there you go. There's your technology talk. This music's just going to go on for the rest of the night.
That's fabulous.
Zelda. Yeah, I don't have Snapchat.
That's okay.
I feel like I should, to be up with the kids. Like, that's all they're doing when they're in the break room, is doing their Snapchat.
Taking selfies and then sending it to somebody instantly.
Millie actually can do that on her little computer thing she's got.
It beats having a real conversation.
What's that thing all about?
She's got a new InnoTab... InnoTab 3S by VTech.
This week's episode is brought to you by the InnoTab 3S by VTech.
And
who
Patriot
gave
Water.
That?
My sister Rose, who was in town.
Way to go, Rose.
We're going to get her on the show probably not next week. Maybe. Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that.
Okay.
Because there's not going to be a... Because I have a wedding to go to next Monday. A Disney wedding.
I'll be in Detroit.
You do?
I do. A guy who
that's what they'll be saying. I do.
I do. That's true. I hope. It doesn't really matter to me. A friend of mine, or this guy who used to work for me, Ewan, is getting married at the wedding pavilion and then having the reception at Epcot.
Wow,
that's awesome.
Expensive.
It does sound expensive, doesn't it? But we're going to go. I'm going to kill this music here. We were invited, and I'm assuming I was invited because he wanted people to be sitting in his side of the room.
Doesn't want it to be empty or just one
side. Because her family's from the United States of America, and his family's from the United Kingdom. And Sarah's like, am I going to have problems understanding what these people are saying? I'm like, not only are you going to have problems understanding what they're saying, I believe they're Scottish.
Ah, so they start talking to you and they have a fabulous time there.
Yes, it's going to be a nice, thick Scottish accent. So that's exciting.
Are they going to name their son Athel?
Athel?
Athel.
Athel?
Athel.
Athel?
Yes, Athel.
Athel.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then have a whole bunch of little Athels.
No.
Okay.
But.
Little maid of honor humor.
Adam.
Yes?
We know you're dating.
Yeah?
You're on the dating scene. I wanted to help you out.
Oh, thanks.
So I'm going to sign you up for a few more dating sites.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Adultfriendfinder.com?
That wasn't on my list, but I can go with that.
Which one?
Adultfriendfinder.com.
Now, you're not going to put like my real information up there, are you,
Dave? Oh, of course not.
Because I don't want like my email address signed up with this thing.
Well, you almost just gave out your cell phone number, so...
Yeah, but you know how many people listen to this show, Rhino?
Apparently 12.
Apparently.
Right. So, and those 12 generous people probably already have my phone number.
I was going to use the AWOA podcast email address.
Okay, perfect, because then we can see what we get. But, Dave, you're going to have to actually build a for real profile so we can get people that will actually talk to us.
This one doesn't make as much noise.
So what are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you got to put some time in it, otherwise won't get people to actually interact with you.
Oh, it has to be interesting.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the first. Let me find out if you're on this one. It's called Zosk.
Zosk? No, Zosk? I'm not on that one.
It says, is that here, for animals?
It says here, the fun and easygoing online dating your way.
Yep, animals.
Yeah.
It's Match.com.
Bestiality.
eHarmony.
I'm on that one. You don't have to do that one.
Okay, I'm going to sign you up for OurTime.com.
Is it for our rating? Okay. Types?
It's for singles over 50.
Okay.
It's just
no. What is it? MILF Hunter or something, like Cougar Town or something like that. No.
I haven't even gotten to those yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm sure I'll go to those in a minute. These are all this is the top 10 good ones.
So you're looking for a cougar to hold your hand so you can get up to 7.
That's what I'm hoping.
I just need that other half.
Well, what's funny is it's all going to show Orlando people. Because it goes to where you sign up from.
I'll put St. Louis. Let's see. This one's called
Dave, don't do it, because then what if there's people I know?
Fine. I'll put Orlando. This one's called How About We?
Are they playing video games?
This is for the 25 and older, educated, single, fun-loving, casual daters.
Yep. Video
games. That's a good one. That's me.
So emphasize on landing that first date. Speed date. Fun, young, fun-loving singles looking to meet up online. Huge user base. Excellent for chance of finding a date.
I bet it's a huge user base.
Christian mingle.
Oh, and get me on the Jewish one, too.
Hold on. We got blackpeoplemeet.com.
Oh, yes. Com.
Fantastic site for African American people to connect. We got J-Date.
J-Date, that's it.
That's Jewish singles one, looking for committed relationships.
Look, I am.
This number one site for Jewish singles. And then rounding out the top 10 is singleparent.com.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's single parent user base.
There you go.
It's for,
yep. That way you can find a MILF.
It's a single parent.
Yep.
And you know she's loose, so.
Oh, yeah. David.
I meant easy. Damn gross. It.
I'm so gross.
I just have to find myself a babysitter.
Let's see. I didn't even
see when I go to Orlando, you're gonna have all these dates set up for me.
Let's see. We also have compatible partners.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Compatible. That's a booming gay and lesbian user base site.
Oh, let's not do that one, Dave.
You're not interested. Hello there, honey.
How about BF Naughty? No.
What?
That's a single looking for a gay date. G Cruise. Gay men seeking casual dating. Man Play.
I thought G Cruise sounded like they're going on a special trip.
G Cruise. Very effective.
Like that movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. Boat Trip or something.
Boat Trip.
Yeah, that was
like
Boat Trip.
Boat Trip.
With Roger Moore.
Let's see. Bond. I'm trying to find more. This is just the top 10. That was gay dating. Here's senior. There's more senior dating. You want senior dating?
No.
He wants a JILF.
A JILF?
A grandma.
Let's see. Be Naughty? This site attracts a casual fun daters looking for adult fun and erotic relationships.
All right, put me on that one. Let's see where that goes.
You don't even need to post a picture of your face.
Adult friend finder?
Yeah, do it.
Let's see. Here's another top 10 list. Visit adult friend finder. So you're not currently on any of these?
No, just the one you mentioned. And it's about time to be off of them. You know what I mean?
Already?
Almost, yeah. I mean, my subscription ends in November, so I'll probably turn it off then.
Let's see here. We have adult triple X dates.
Perfect.
Adult friend finder. Here we go. Passion.com.
All right.
X Match. This one sounds like it's promising. GetItOn.com.
That does sound promising.
It says Get
It
On.
I gotta get to that Baker's Dozen, Dave.
GetItOn.com is the latest offering from dating from Friend Finder for Adult Finder and Passion.
Because we're all sensitive people with so much to give. Gotta understand each other.
Social Flirt. This one is a little subtle. It's SexSearch.com.
Oh, I wonder what you do on that one.
I think they're searching for someone who's either a male or a female or both.
Mm-mm. Oh,
and they're searching.
They just want to know. They don't want to do anything. They just want to know who they are.
We got fling.com. And this one, the last one rounding off this list is horny matches.
Are they playing tennis?
It's another dating site here. It's for sexy personals and beyond.
Beyond?
I wonder what that means.
I guess so.
Science fiction, I guess. I don't know. Hold on. Got one more thing I want to look up here to sign you up for.
You're getting signed up for all these, by the way, just letting you know.
And I'm putting your actual email address.
Your phone number that you just gave.
And a picture of you from 3 years ago.
I'm putting your picture from when you were dressed in High School Musical.
All right, good. I like that picture. That's a funny picture.
Let's see. Hold on. This is doesn't have a best list. I'm going to have to go after what other people say. This is, for a BDSM.
Oh, God.
It's a website called FetLife. You can go there.
Are those for people who are interested in Boba Fett?
Yes.
I think so.
Sign me up.
TotalFantasyDating.com.
Did they play Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes. Total Fantasy.
I'm going to roll a 7. Now you go.
Do I get to ride a unicorn if I go on one of those dates?
Yep, you can ride a unicorn, all right.
That's one of the options here, by the
Gross
way.
Gross, Adam.
And BDSM.
Walked right into that one.
Or walk back into that one.
What?
Hey, yo.
David.
That's so gross.
That's your wife.
Just saying.
Are you now?
I'm just adding to the experience.
The nighttime experience here. Experience. Another waste of a podcast. Boom, 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 boom.
So by next week, Adam, hopefully I'll have you signed up for all these websites.
Let's hope so.
And we will have some dates for you.
God.
Okay, good.
Can we, like, go to these meetings?
What if I meet some, like, really cool people on there, Dave?
Then you know what?
It was a success.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. Then it was a success.
But I won't, like, they'll be wanting to date. Like, that's what a lot of these people do, and they want committed relationships right off the bat. It's crazy.
Well, then you need to commit.
I guess so.
Right away.
I mean, they're like, this isn't going anywhere. I'm like, what? We've been emailing for, like, 2 days.
The glove don't fit, you must quit.
When do I get to meet your parents? What?
Wow.
Yeah, dating is hard.
Yeah.
I don't vaguely remember.
Especially when you're old. I'm old and stuff. Like, the people that are talking to me, they all want to, like, be married and with kids, and I'm just like, man, I'm 35. I don't know that I want any more kids.
That's because I'm going on my third wife here, Sonny. She's a lovely
bride. That's why you gotta go to
Hookup.com.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
wantsomesex.com or whatever it's called.
I was going to say singleparent.com.
Oh, well, oops.
Because then they already have a kid, so then you don't have to worry about having more kids.
There's also these parodies of these already made social networks like fuckbook.com.
You can go to fuckbook.com. I like how you tried to whisper that.
Like fuckbook.
I can't actually say it out loud.
It's a very dirty word.
What, book?
Yes.
I can't read.
I can't say book on the air.
I never learned to read.
I'm illiterate.
Can't say book on the air. My Little Pony.
What?
I hear it in the background. That's why I know it's on.
All right.
A couple more weeks, man. You'll be a brony, I'm telling you.
A brony? What is that all about?
A brony. Okay, there's a big community of guys who enjoy watching My Little Pony.
Yes, I've heard about this.
And they make like their own parodies of it. Like they draw their own pictures or produce their own stuff on Pinterest and Tumblr. And it's just like Doctor, like the 10th Doctor as a pony from My Little Pony. Looks just like him. Or like Batman as a My Little Pony. But these guys who really enjoy My Little Pony, they call them bronies.
Yeah.
Sarah, find out something about that.
I've heard of it before.
Done, thank
dudes
you.
Dudes that like, there's, I don't, my computer's dead.
Oh.
There's dudes that like My Little Ponies. And they're not like, not all of
real
them
dudes.
Are gay or anything
not
like that.
Not all of them are
and
gay.
And there's a support group too. That's why they call them bronies, because you know, they're all there together.
Yeah.
One of the chicks who voices it, apparently, did the voice of Batgirl. And Bubbles from Powerpuff Girls. Her name was like Tara Strong, I think. She does a couple of voices in it.
Uh-huh.
Pretty cool.
That's a porn name.
Tara Strong.
Yep. She's totally in pornographic things.
With Ted Mosby, sex architect.
Let's see. I'm going to our Pinterest page now.
Are you going to type in brony?
I'm going to. If I can remember what our password is. I haven't been to it since I...
Can't you just sign up through a... I can go plug in my computer.
Holy moly, that's loud. It's the doctor. Let's see, who's sending me a text now? My Little Pony.
My little buttercup
has the sweetest smile. Okay, I'm now in Pinterest. And I'm typing in
Brony. Or My Little Brony, but most likely Brony.
And I just see there's a dude wearing a My Little Pony hoodie.
Yeah, a lot of guys.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I always see too.
And just a bunch of My Little Pony things. Giggity giggity.
I found this app a while back called Buttons. And all it does is have buttons. So when you press a button, it makes noises like Gundam style.
Open Gundam style.
You come running in here.
Ah!
Or Gollum.
Thanks. I have found a picture of a My Little Pony Doctor Who standing in front of a TARDIS. With two My Little Pony weeping angels standing on either side.
Don't they know that an image of an angel turns into an angel itself? That's just not right.
Adam, I don't understand anything you guys are saying.
Adam doesn't like Doctor Who.
He will not watch it either.
No. Why not, Adam?
I just don't have any interest in watching it.
Well, that is
except
not
for
a
that
good
hot
reason.
Red-haired chick that you showed me.
Amy Pond.
Uh-huh. See, he knows, too.
She was foxy.
Yep.
Billy Piper in the first two series is also one foxy lady.
That's the blonde one that I sent a picture of.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You need to watch it, Adam.
Rumor has it she's coming back.
I don't know.
Really? For the 50th?
For the 50th.
Well, that would make a little bit more sense.
And rumor has it's going to be some alternate timeline, maybe.
That's why. Oh, another alternate time. Alternate.
It's all wibbly wobbly, timey wimey to me.
Adam, you need to watch The Doctor. It's entertaining.
I don't know.
You should know. It's good.
Did you watch the first episode yet?
No. I've watched zero episodes.
Start with season three, episode known as Blink. It'll scare the shit out of you.
That is a really good episode. And it's a kind of standalone episode.
Yeah, you don't have to be a Doctor Who fan to watch it, but you should watch it.
And it's Scurry?
It's Scurry.
Yes, the Weeping Angels.
So I did watch some of the X-Files the other day. Never watched the X-Files before.
You've never watched the X-Files before?
They're out there.
Yeah, and then I watched the first one I ever watched was about this family called the Peacock Family or something.
That sounds scary.
That's not...
And they were inbreeders.
Oh, how would you watch that one?
It was just one that I was told to watch, and I watched it, and...
As soon as you said that, that's what popped in my mind. I remember that one very vividly.
Was it the Hills Have Eyes episode?
Yes. Where that baby was born and they buried it in the field.
With the mother who had no arms or legs.
Did she not have arms or legs?
She had arms or legs, and she lives
That's
underneath the bed.
That's an awful episode.
Yeah, she was under the bed, yeah. Then there was another one I watched that...
See, there's nothing like that in Doctor Who.
No. Wholesome entertainment.
Like, there was this one where there was this pharmaceutical company that was spreading this disease to this prison. And, like, there was these pustules, like, growing on people's faces and stuff. It was gross.
And back to Doctor Who. The question my friend Mike had...
Yes.
...was why do they change doctors?
It all started with the first...
Maybe doctor. Their insurance changes.
That is sort Obama. Of what it was. The first doctor decided that he was getting way too old in order to continue acting because he was already, you know, in his 60s or so. And so they decided that rather to kill the show and rather to kill him and have somebody else there, they invented this thing called regeneration. And ever since, like every few years afterwards, when the ratings are low or the person decides that they don't feel like doing it anymore, they just replace them with someone else and the doctor ends up dying, but not quite dying because of the regeneration cop-out that they came up with.
Cop-out.
Kevin Smith movie, cop-out.
So,
womp, womp.
My friend Mike wanted to know why... The 10th Doctor left.
He left in concurrence with Russell T. Davies, the producer's showrunner at the time, left too. And they figured that it was a good time for him to leave because he wanted to move on and do bigger things. Which he did Fright Night, the remake. Yay!
And he's on another TV show.
Yes, like two or three of them going on BBC right now, which you can probably find on BBC America.
What's the name of that cop show he's on?
I don't know, but isn't he in with like Arthur Duvall or something? The guy who played Rory?
Yes, he's on that show.
Yeah.
I've watched parts of that show. I can't understand a word he says.
He's just talking about a British movie in a Scottish accent.
What? Slow down. He is talking slow.
It's crazy.
So... There you go, Adam. Now you learned a little bit something about the doctor.
Look at that.
He's handsome.
He's a handsome man.
Thank you.
I was talking about the doctor.
Oh, the doctor.
Yes.
Oh.
You should watch the show, Adam. You have free time on your hands still.
I do. I do have a lot of free time. At least another 2 weeks.
Be prepared. Now, coming from a non-doctor fan to begin with, be prepared the first couple seasons. The special effects can be a bit cheesy.
Is he going to watch it? Is he going to watch it?
We're working on it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, Sarah. Let's not get our hopes up.
At the third episode of the first season, the storyline starts to pick up.
Yes.
But the first two episodes, you're trying to introduce the fact that this guy's a doctor who is actually a Time Lord from the planet Gallifrey. And I could explain that to somebody really quickly. And then they're like, okay. But no, it takes them two episodes in order to explain the full thing.
So nerdy.
Oh, Adam.
You just lost me.
Adam.
You totally just lost me there. Honestly, totally lost me with that conversation. I was like, yeah.
We could talk about Spider-Man instead.
Do you like Spider-Man?
I like Spider-Man.
Oh, or S.H.I.E.L.D. Did you watch S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I didn't.
Oh, we can't spoil
it. Was it good?
Yes.
It was good.
It was?
It was good.
Yes.
Have you seen Iron Man 3?
I own it.
Oh, I just rented it yesterday. I watched it for the first time.
It's a good flick.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too.
I like Iron Man. He's one of my favorite superheroes.
Was he your favorite superhero before the movie came out?
He has to think
no,
about this.
I think mine would probably have been Batman.
Batman?
If I were to have to have picked one.
I was going through the behind-the-scenes extras in the Blu-ray, and they have this part where they're talking about how the scene where they're escaping from Air Force One gets made.
Yeah.
And it's all about people who are just skydiving experts, like a group called like Barrel Full of Monkeys or something, just constantly diving like 60 times in order to get the perfect shot.
Good grief.
It's pretty cool.
That was a pretty cool scene.
I liked it.
I would watch it again.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah. Sarah fell asleep.
It's good.
Did you watch it last night? Oh, Iron Man? Yeah, I fell asleep through some of it. I'm sorry.
Well, you need to watch it again then.
I know, I will.
We're stopping the show. We have it. We'll be right back.
See you guys.
We'll be back in 2 hours.
And we're back. Hey, Adam, good news.
Yeah?
We're almost near the end of the show, and we never lost your connection.
Hey, I know.
Wow.
We didn't lose internet connection once.
That's awesome.
So, either that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know.
Hey, I got a new tattoo.
What?
Whoa, pictures.
What did
Not
you get?
Not another new one, but a new one since I've talked to the audience.
So in the past 2 weeks, you've gotten a new one?
Yes.
What did you get?
I got Make 'em Laugh tattooed on my forearm.
Make 'em. On my forehead. What?
Was the Joker
forearm.
In the back of it?
Huh?
The Joker attached to it would have been awesome.
Make
'em. Oh, yeah.
Make him laugh. Why so serious?
Why so serious?
Let's put a smile on their face.
It's
Van Halen, Tattoo.
Tattoo!
Oh. For some reason, I thought it was the Prince's Batman song.
Oh, that would have been better if I had that cue.
I wish it was.
I really thought that's what
Trust
it was.
Will do you.
So, make him laugh, huh?
Yeah.
And that's
on my forearm. It's pretty big. It's probably 7 or 8 inches long.
That's what she said.
Good one.
Gotta compensate somewhere, huh?
Yep.
Hold on. Where did you get this tattoo done? Let's give them some hype.
All-Star tattoo.
All-Star.
Off of Olive.
Well, they've got to be good because they're All-Stars.
They are very good. They're they've done 3 of mine now.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
That's a tattoo hat trick.
I know. Well, I have 4.
Oh.
But they've scored a hat trick. Yes.
Ooh.
And then what 4 do you have?
I have my daughter's name on my wrist.
Aww.
I have Make 'em Laugh on my forearm. I have a cross on my left arm and a bulldog on my right arm. I'm actually looking. I want to get the bulldog covered up.
Ooh.
So I'm looking to see what I can get to cover that one.
You could use your rear end hair, you know.
Oh no, I like getting a tattoo over it.
Oh,
what does the bulldog represent?
Well, it has my football number on its dog tags.
Nice.
So I really, and now I'm like, it's just not me looking at
and
it. It's totally
of
not me.
Bard, Samuel J. Snodgrass, as he was
there
about
you go.
To be led to the guillotine. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one, they'll be standing in lines.
So what are you going to cover it up with?
I don't know. This is just something I've been thinking about.
Can you put
so.
The Captain Alligator logo?
I don't know. Like, it's going to have to be big. Like, it might be almost a sleeve on my upper arm.
Jeez.
You should do the Death Star.
You're covering up a tattoo. I'm sorry. I had to step out of the room.
A bulldog.
Oh, he has a bulldog. You have a bulldog in your...
Yes. Yes, and I want to cover it.
Okay.
Courtney says that's where she got her nose pierced.
On her forearm?
No.
At the All-Star plays.
Yes, the All-Star is very good.
Why is my chat not...
I don't know.
Sorry.
Refresh.
Maybe I'll get a cat poster on my arm that
yes,
says
hang in there.
Yeah, that
hang
little hanging air cat.
Yeah, that's a good idea, isn't it? And that would cover
Perfect
up a lot.
Idea.
That'd be adorable. Nothing says, hey, you want to come over to my place like a little kitty tattoo.
The Christian Mingle chicks will love it.
Right?
They would.
But the Christian Mingle chicks aren't going to want to join my list, though, Dave.
Oh, that's what you can do. You have your list tattooed on your over your bulldog.
My list tattooed.
Eventually, he'll get like 9 3/4.
Marks. Like, oh, look at you! You're number 15.
Or just have hash marks.
Yep.
But then people could mistake it for a Doctor Who reference. So
I think,
or they could do like a Batman Zazz reference. Yeah.
I think I broke my computer looking up brony stuff.
Did you get like a brony virus?
I think I did. My computer really is acting silly right now.
It's a nightmare.
Oh. Wowzers.
Wah, wah.
That was silly.
So, next week, we have a wedding on Monday.
And what sucks is I can't do the week after that.
And we will be out of town the week after that.
Yeah, we will.
Right? Is it that when you're out, like, October 14th? Is that the week you're out of town?
Yes.
Okay.
We've got the alarms all prepared and the house sittings done, so the mansion will be protected.
Yeah. So the good. 21st is the following.
We may be back by the 21st.
I think I can do that one.
We may be back by the 21st. That's a Monday, right?
Yes, that is a Monday.
Tell us about your vacay.
Well, Adam, if you want to know, we are going to be traveling the world.
Tell them where they're heading.
We're going to be heading to fabulous Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah.
With a brand new car.
Rent a car.
Are you guys taking your car, Dave, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to take Sarah's car, but it has no air conditioning and it smells like burning oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
My car's a jalopy, but you know what it's paid for, and it still runs, so.
Yeah, run it till it dies, my friend.
That's right. I'm going to have to at this point, because they'll be like, we'll give you a nickel.
Right, you're like,
a thin nickel. I'm like, you keep that nickel. I'm going to beat the crap out of this thing.
Right.
No,
you can buy a candy bar.
My car has been very good to me. I'm sorry, my work is calling me.
I just think, I would just... What I wanted to do with my Saturn when I turned it in, when they gave me $100 for that, I wish should have just said,
$100?
Keep,
that's it?
Keep your $100. I'm going to drive this right into the river.
I got $500 from my Chevy Corsica, which I did pretty much rust it all out. It was lovely.
I needed a brand new transmission for my car. So they didn't want it.
They couldn't sell it for scraps either.
I probably could have sold it for scraps, but it was a Saturn, so it was all been scraps.
It was already scraps.
Right.
I had an extra door.
Okay.
I had the suicide door on the side. So we're going to Virginia, and on the way there, we're going to stop in Savannah, Georgia. And I would like to see...
Is this to meet people, or are you guys just...
Well, Sarah's Cody. Cody, which we all know, except for Ryan doesn't know, but we all know Cody. And his wife and their new baby, Sunshine, are all there in Virginia. So we're going to visit them. And then we are, so we're going to go up to Savannah first, and we're going to see Forrest Gump's bench.
Oh.
And then we're going to go up to Colonial Williamsburg and get some apple butter.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to swing over to Harrisonburg, and then we're going to go up to Washington, D.C., spend a couple days there if the government is open.
Yeah,
if the government
might be closed on Thursday.
If the government is closed, like the day's not over yet, so they can still close. The all of the national parks and the Smithsonian, everything will be closed until they can come up for an agreement. So we got that, and then we're gonna come back down to Harrisonburg and then say goodbye and go down and stop and see a foam hedge.
Foam hedge.
Foam hedge. It's an exact replica of Stonehenge,
but with foam,
made of styrofoam.
Is it blue?
It looks like Stonehenge.
Oh, so it's not blue.
It's not blue, as far as I know. And
that'd be so cool.
It would be a blue foam hedge. It's exact replica of the Stonehenge.
Okay.
And I want to see that.
24 feet high, or something like that.
And something like that. Yes, and then maybe see the world's largest tire.
Whoa!
So it's on the list. Hester Tires.
Is it like 300 feet tall or something?
It was pretty big. I don't remember how tall it was, but it was pretty big.
Taller than the arch in St. Louis.
I don't think it was that big.
You could float on it over to the UK.
You can ride it over. and then drive home. Hopefully in time for a show. Because we're going to be off for almost 2 weeks. We're going to try to call Adam on our drive and then record that. We may try to call everybody at one point or another.
Okay.
And record some bits as we're driving.
Some bits.
Some bits, and then put those together and throw those up on the intertubes for people to listen to our Sarah and Dave on the road show. And then come
another
back.
Another waste of a road show?
Another waste of a road show. Then come back and have more stories to tell. And hopefully keep this going, and hopefully we'll have more listeners from around the globe. I'll hand out business cards and stickers everywhere we go.
Good idea.
And thongs.
What? Yeah.
No one has bought our Another Waste of a Podcast thongs as of yet.
Are they man thongs?
They're lady thongs.
Why not? Why are we discriminating against banana hammocks?
Men can wear them.
You can wear a lady thong. Go
men,
for it.
Men can wear lady thongs.
It has to be comfy with the package. We need a banana hammock.
I don't know if they offer that at Cafe Press.
They might know.
See, I'm going
Cafe Impressive.
I'm going to my Cafe Press site, Adam, and apparently no one has bought anything as of yet. I should have marked it all up before I put it up as well, so I could have made some more money if we were popular. Well,
woulda, shoulda, coulda.
So our whole store, we got our Ultra Shit. It's $9.99 here for the classic thong. Looks just like this.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that wouldn't fit any man's genitals.
It comes in a, let's see, that's a medium. It comes in a large.
It wouldn't fit any man's genitals.
In the back, you can't see it here. In the little tiny writing.
Oh, boy.
It's got our website address.
So they have to get really, really close.
Yes.
And try to, like, brush through all the hair in order to see it.
That's the backside. Well, I mean, if a man is wearing it, yes. If a lady's wearing it, there shouldn't be a whole lot of hair back there. But I thought it'd be interesting if we had a particular... slutty lady wearing our pants, and then she pulled to the side. Oh, the guy's back there like,
free advertising!
What's this website here? I'm going to check this out. And he's just logging in as he's logging in.
He's logging in on his phone as he, as he's been down there with the lady.
He's logging in, you know.
Oh, yes, logging in.
Thank you very much. awoapodcast@gmail.com. That's her email address.
No way!
It's true. Okay. awoapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to send us any emails, that's where you send it to. We like to read emails. And so far, our emails look like... where did they go?
Do we have their email bag set up?
Let me go into the deep bag here of emails and tell you who we got emails from.
D-bag or deep bag?
It's just a D-bag.
Okay.
Both.
Let's see. We got an email from Mitch. He says, hope you get it in your email box. I hope you receive it. I hope you receive it, and that's all it says.
Okay, I think we received it.
We did, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch, we got it.
Someone named Adrian has sent us an email saying, my husband and I are donating $100 million to send below details for claims.
Wow.
So, sounds like something?
Sounds like a real thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We can get $100 million.
I want it.
And this...
Me too.
I don't understand what language it is, but it's someone's something. To email Haganando 950 million libre en la promoción en Lina Britannica.
Your Spanish is lovely.
Thank you. Envía su nombre y apellidos.
Okay, so enter your number and apply, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. We can win 950... thousand
libras or something libras. Like that, yeah,
whatever a libra is. So that's our mailbag. So far that's the email we got.
We should play Papa's Got a Brand New Bag every time we open up the doodun email doodun bag doodun. Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Which email. Is much more different than the emails that I have been getting, which are all have been offers.
What sort of offers?
Wang Lee.
Really? Wang Lee?
Wang Lee, he seeks my partnership for funding.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to help him...
Makes sense.
...fund his project. Let's see.
Is he trying to join up with somebody named Chung? So then Wang everyone Chung? Can Wang Chung tonight?
Oops, I turned my line down.
Across the nation.
Oops, wrong button. Deleted. There we go, I deleted it. Remember Homestar Runner?
Yes.
To a strong bad in the email, looking for a female.
Electro.
Ah, the good old days.
Wasn't that Andy Slowey that used to play?
He loved Strong Bad and Homestar.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm wrapping this show up. Am I right?
Okay, yes, yes.
So awoapodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page and like our Facebook page. Please go to iTunes and download all of our past shows, though apparently only 50 of them are on there. We are up to 116, so I'm going to have to figure out. I've tried to expand it to have all 116 shows, but for some reason it's not working. Maybe, Adam, you can analytic it.
Sure.
As of right now, only show 113, and then the 50 before that are there.
Oh, great. 113? That's fantastic. That means the last couple shows haven't been posting. I have work to do. Adam, what do you got coming up?
Molly's show opens up in a couple weeks, October 18th.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, good. We're up to 115. She has no lines. Am I correct?
No.
But she's prepared just in case.
Yes.
So she's learned how to sing Castle on a Cloud?
Oh, yeah. She's good with that.
Can she sing it better than Milliana?
Probably not. Millie's really good.
She is. So good. So where is that at again for our
It's at Bayless High School with Take Two Productions.
I'm sorry, I talked over you one more time.
It's at Bayless High School with Take Two Productions.
So we got Lori, who's in the chat room now. She can check that out.
That's right.
So good. Then anything else?
No, not right now.
But big things in the works?
The big things in the works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ryan O., what do you have coming up?
In case you didn't know, I'm going to Detroit to visit the old padre for his cumpleaños, which is a fabulous term for a birthday. The old man's turning old.
No, Lori says she's not going to be there. Or she's not. She won't be here. Well.
Well, it's 2 weekends.
It's 2 weekends, Lori. Come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She'll be gone for a long time.
Well, I'll be washing my hair.
Enjoy Detroit.
I will. Someone has to.
Someone has to. Give them money.
Right.
Apparently they need it.
Everyone else has moved out of there except your dad.
I've got Monopoly money. He'll be okay.
it's worth more.
You can burn it. Keep warm.
Lori says she's going to be in Wisconsin. Lori, are you going to be in Wisconsin for 2 weekends?
She says she'll go.
Liar!
I think she's saying she's going to go now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bye, Lori.
No, I mean she's going to go to the show.
Oh, she's going to go to the show.
Sarah, do you have anything?
I'm a dummy.
Sarah, do you have anything to promote?
You can go to sarahprettyfun.etsy.com. I have stuff to sell there that I make. So go there and buy my stuff.
Excellent. I will promote going to Adam and Mikey Drink Around Drink Around the World on Facebook. So if you go,
please do, because that's so much fun to watch. And it's hard to believe that it's like that was like 4 years ago.
Adam and Mikey Drink Around Epcot currently at 333 likes. So check that out. Click on the videos. All the videos are there.
And hilarious.
You can watch all the parts to the videos, as well as Mikey's first attempt is on there. And Adam, and I think the last video on here is Adam and Mikey hassle Dave around the world. If you look at the fourth one in, that's Mikey runs around the world, if I recall. Where he ran out of money and had to get money right away. So watch Adam and Mikey meet people around the world and drink booze until they are so drunk that Mikey won't even move out of the way of a child to go so he can throw his trash out.
You could even turn it into a drinking game and join them.
We get so drunk that we kiss on the lips.
I forgot about that.
They do.
I totally forgot about that.
And they yell at me a lot.
Someone's got to.
That we do.
Someone's got
that
to.
That we do.
So on that note, we are going to leave this show. Tattoo. Van Halen's tattoo in dedication to Adam's new tattoo. And Adam, have a great night.
Thanks, you too.
Good night, everybody. See you.
Good night.
Good night.